Let's have a look at the newspapers now with James Carlton. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. I'm going to start with The Guardian Australia, and once again it's the national broadcaster that's in the headlines. Tony Abbott, sorry, seems to be the hardest word for the ABC. The government's still dissatisfied with the broadcaster's response to criticism of its reports on asylum seeker claims against the Navy. And the Australian newspaper, Turnbull, the communications minister, says Axe Asia Network stream ABC 24 into Asia instead. Then, as Fran mentioned, the Financial Review, workplace culture is killing jobs, says Paul Howes of the Australian Workers' Union, and calls for a compact between union, government and business, and there's a frosty reaction from Labor. The Canberra Times, call for workplace accord. The Melbourne Age, short and undermined, union boss in wages revolution. More like an industrial revolution, says the Sydney Morning Herald. Howes calls for grand compact between business and unions. And the Australian, well, they're suggesting the Indonesian Justice Minister has promised to finalise Corby's parole application by the weekend, and that's got the tabloids happy. After 9 years, 3 months, 29 days, 3 failed appeals and a plea for presidential clemency, Schiappelle Corby is set to be free, says the Daily Telegraph. The Courier Mail, countdown to freedom. Schiappelle Corby could walk free within days. The Corby will walk out of jail into a bidding war for her story, says the other News Limited paper. But she will she be able to shed light on where the drugs came from? Schiappelle set to be free, the $3 million question. Looking at the markets, there's very little movement to speak of overnight. Paris flat, Frankfurt down 1%. 0.1%, London down up 0.1%, the S&P 500 flat, the Nasdaq down 0.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.1%.